Well, howdy folks. Welcome to another episode of Bikes, Burgers, Beers. I'm Big Steph, your host, and today we've got more news coming right up, right at you. Some interesting things happening. CBC Marketplace, which is a consumer-orientated program in Canada, part of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, has found that there are counterfeit helmets, or specifically counterfeit stickers, with safety ratings on helmets. Interesting story that they posted that the helmets I tested from third-party sellers on Amazon, eBay, and Walmart as well. So if you've shopped online, and if you've ever watched anything from America, you'll know about Walmart. They had a DOT sticker on there. Now, DOT is an American standard for safety, which implies some sort of certification that the Department of Transport, hence the name DOT, D-O-T, generally requires you to have some sort of level of safety. Unfortunately, those stickers are fake. So what's happened is that the helmets were independently tested and many of them failed. I was just reading on adventureRider.com, and you can go there and check out the article for yourself. I'll link it down in the show notes below. You know, this is kind of an unusual thing. You go out there, you buy a helmet, you're kind of expecting to have something decent. You see the stickers on there, you take it for granted, and as such, it turns out that it's a bit of a fake. You know, the thing with helmets is that you want them to be as absolutely safe as possible, and you're paying hundreds of dollars for that privilege, for that chance to buy the best helmet you can. And when you see certification like that, now, here in Australia, we don't have to worry about the DOT stuff. However, it begs the question, what's going on there? Now, you'll know if you're a long-time listener, I had the guys from MotoCap on here. They test out all, well, not all, but a lot of riding gear that comes out here in Australia. And as such, it's great to have a third-party organization that can help us do that. So make sure you do hit the MotoCap website. It's completely free for us because it's completely government-funded. And and check out that episode while you're at it too. It's pretty interesting talking to David. I'm going to get the MotoCap guys back again shortly, probably in season 3, so look out for that. In other news, the Australian Desert Challenge is back on. That's right, the postie bikes across the outback are back on. Hip hip hooray. So glad to see this event happening again. As a motorcyclist, you know, even if you've never ridden a CT110 or any sort of postie bike, the reality is that these are just amazing motorcycles. In fact, as we all know how much I really, really love Hondas and how freaking boring they are, the CT110 is one exception for me. It's a motorcycle that requires respect from any motorcyclist because they are just the bulletproof tank of all motorcycles. Anyway, the postie bike challenge is back on. So the good thing about that is that anyone can pretty much enter as long as you've got a postie bike. Obviously, it's a charitable event, so donations can be made directly into the charity. I'll link them down in the show notes below as well. But they've actually had, in all of their previous events, almost 2 million kilometers have been ridden, and they've put over $1 million in community and charity groups across Australia. So for 2023, the trip is going to be from Brisbane to Darwin, which replicates the first ever event they did back in 2002. So it is the longest one of their events that they've done in a long time, and you'll be going into some pretty big remote places, places like Hell's Gate and further. So there's a roadhouse there apparently. I'm not sure what the thing is. Go and check out the website. But essentially, it's an amazing ride, and there's riders who come there's riders who come from all over the place. Australia, obviously, New Zealand, United Kingdom, Singapore, France, United States as well. And everyone's just there to have a good time and adventure. And we're all on postie bikes. So, hey, the thing is that because you're going so slowly, it's just a fun trip. So, you know, if you are going to do it, give yourself a lot of time because, yeah, it takes a while. But it's going to be a huge trip. Now, the mission that these guys say, the organizers, is to keep your bike going for what is essentially going to be more than 3,500 kilometers is just to stay organized. Your mission is to stay alive and keep the bike going. There's no point in caning it. Just dawdle along, have fun, and the most important part is raise awareness with the charities that they're supporting and get your friends to help and back you to do it. Now, the event is going to run from the 2nd of September till the 13th of September 2023. The first 60 entrants will have to pay $5,650. Now, after that, it becomes $5,850, so $200 more. Entries are limited, though, so go and check out the website. I haven't even looked yet while I'm recording this. For all I know, by the time you're listening to this, it could all be filled up. You could be listening to this next year and it's already happened. But the cost includes a postie bike for the duration of the event. You get a mechanical workshop at the end of each day. You get access to one, I should say. You get roadside breakdown service. There's first aid staff and much more. So you imagine that's 11 days where you get a bike, you're getting full support, not only for the motorcycle, but for you. You have medical assistance anytime you need it. All you have to do is turn up with your luggage on day one and they essentially look after the rest. Now, like I said, it's all for charity. So it sounds like a lot of money, but you know what? When I had Motorcycle Expeditions on here, their tours are about the same price and that doesn't include getting your ass overseas. So you have to front that up in addition to everything else. As far as I'm concerned, you get to do this locally here, not to discount Motorcycle Expeditions, of course, but what I'm trying to say is it sounds like a lot of money until you factor in the fact that you're getting a motorcycle, you're getting first aid support, and you're getting vehicle support. You don't have to pay a cent after that. So take a look, join in on the fun if you can. What an experience. I could just imagine. And I'm looking forward to maybe chatting to those guys and having them on the show as well. So guys and girls, that's pretty much it for the news. I will say one more thing as a special announcement. So you will have already known that the show is back. I will have some guests on shortly. Don't worry about that. However, for season 3, we are changing the format and I am glad to say, I'm happy to announce, I should say, one thing, and then I'm glad to say something else after it. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll know I was looking for a host for the show to help me out. Someone who can be my right-hand man or woman for that matter. And while I chatted to a few people, I have decided on one particular person. I'm going to keep it secret up until the point they're sitting right next to me doing the show. So you're going to have to wait to hear about that. But I just want to say that not only have I decided to have a host alongside me, I have actually found someone. This gentleman is a good friend of mine. I didn't think he was going to do it. He actually offered. And the only reason I didn't think he was going to do it is because he actually is a content creator as well here in Australia. And I just didn't think he had the time. But guess what? He does have the time. And I might be giving it away by saying this, but let's just say he's got a little bit of broadcast experience. So he's going to bring a whole bunch of professionalism to the table that I have no idea about. And the idea is that I'm just going to make me look good and I'm going to take all the credit for it. So no, I'm just joking, of course. It's 50-50 down the line here at Bikes, Burgers, Beers, but I'm thankful to say there will be a new format for season 3. Make sure you listen out. Hey, and you might even get a preview of what's to come before the end of this season right here at Bikes, Burgers, Beers. So on that bombshell, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the news. And remember, folks, keep it twisted.